Al, I guess I'll start with the most recent happening today, which was Ted Ginn Jr. signing with the Chicago Bears. He was clearly done with the Saints, and right. his best days are behind him. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So certainly you wish him well, but the Saints, it was time to move on from Ginn, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. You know, he's in his mid-30s, and he kind of faded down the stretch last year as well.
Yeah.
I think he caught 30-something passes on the season, but didn't do much toward the end of the season. The speed was the only factor with him. But I think the receiver the Saints really need to step up is Tre'Quan Smith. I mean, he was a third-round pick, and he hasn't really lived up to that so far. If he would just step up and play a little better this coming year, he hasn't played terrible, but they could really use him as the possible third receiver behind right. Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Because a wide receiver, even though I really like the five picks that the four picks actually that the Saints took in the draft, the fact that they had such a deep receiver draft this year, 36 receivers gone, the Saints didn't get a chance to take any of them, and it's just the way the draft fell. And I don't have any problem with the guys that they did take. I think if you watch the Viking game, the playoff game that knocked them out of the chance for the Super Bowl.
Push up the middle.
The up-the-middle pass rush. The two guards really got beaten pretty bad. Drew got hit a lot. He even got hit and fumbled once in the game. And it was definitely the difference in that ball game that the offensive line just didn't play up to par. And so naturally they're going to try to a lot of people were surprised, and I was too a little bit, that they took a center guard 2 years in a row. But with Ruiz, I think it was an excellent pick. And the only question, and it'll be interesting to see in training camp, whether he stays at center or does he move to guard. So that's the only real question there. Because, McCoy played very well at center. Do you disrupt that and move him to guard, or do you put Ruiz at center at guard and leave McCoy where he is?
Right.
So that's going to be an interesting question when training camp comes around.
Visiting with Al Dupuy of CrescentCitySports.com and Draft Day Report 260-1061.
I was thinking about Al the night before the draft, and I texted him a note, man. I said, I pray that you have a great time tomorrow, the next couple of days, kind of like Santa Claus getting ready for Christmas Eve, Al, when the whole thing was over and I had your book out and I was going through it and I was following it, when it was all over, finally, Linda came by on sometime Saturday. She said, "Is it finally over?" I said, "Just imagine how Al feels." And with that big emotional drop, I think all of us had. But, it proved that we needed something kind of fun like this for our minds at the time. So thank you for what you did. Let me ask you a question talking about the line. Do you think they would try to move Warford in some sort of trade situation?
Well, this is the last year of his contract. That's not out of the question. But I think they keep him. I think, they'll let him compete. But Sean Payton pretty much said, we didn't draft Cesar Ruiz to sit on the bench. We want him to
right.
be starting. And so that's an interesting comment he made. So that's a good question, Michael. What do they do with Larry Warford, who didn't play very well in that Viking game, for sure.
Right. And Easton seemed to really comport himself well when he was put in.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they have flexibility there with a lot of guys that
right.
that certainly have the ability to play guard or center, including Nick Easton, Will Clapp, Cameron Tom, among the others already there. So Zach Bond, Al, another guy the Saints traded up to get. Adam Trautman, another guy they traded up to get.
Right.
Tommy Stevens, another they traded up to get. Your thoughts on the other?
Yeah, well, Zach Braun, I had him going in the bottom of round one. And I was very surprised that he lasted
right.
as long as he did. And I think that the injuries to his foot hurt. hurt a lot. I think that he missed the 18 season because of that. And I mean the 17 season he missed because of that. And he got hurt again in 18, same foot. So he missed some time in 18. But, if you look at what he did in 19, with 12 and a half sacks and 19 tackles for loss, so the foot could not have bothered him much last season. So I think the Saints, looking at that, figured they really had a steal getting this guy where they got him, number 74 in the third round, because he was a first-round talent other than that foot injury. And he did have a diluted urine test at the combine, but I don't think that's a big deal. There's been a lot of players with that, and most of them that happens because they drink a lot of water before the test, and most of the time that's the reason for that. So I don't think that would hurt his draft stock much.
And then today we see where the Athletic reporting that Sean Payton said that he wasn't going to be beaten, as it were, by Carolina, and that's why they made the move to go get Tommy Stephens and trade back into the draft in the seventh round to get Stephens. He said, quote, "There's no way I'm going to lose this kid," end quote, talking about Stephens, and it's because of the fact that Carolina wanted him, and Joe Brady, who used to work for Sean Payton and also worked at Penn State when Stephens was there, wanted him. So there's a real competition there, and that's why the Saints traded up to get Tommy Stephens.
It just shows you how much they like this guy, though. I mean, to do that, because they were not going to lose him, according to what they're saying. And that's why they traded, gave up another draft choice next year and traded up to get him. And the guy is, you know, pretty much compared a lot to Hill. So if he can do some of the things that Hill did last year, I mean, he's an excellent football player. I don't think he'll be a real factor as a quarterback. But I heard in an interview with him that he says now he's up to 250 pounds.
I heard that.
And, he runs in the 4.5 range. I mean, the 4.8
That's a big boy.
Range or something like that. Now, I don't know if that time is accurate, but I do think that he's gained some weight, and he's probably good weight. So this guy could be an interesting athlete lining up if he's got enough speed to line up even at wide receiver, and to line up at tight end with his size. He can do so many things, even at running back, just like they use Hill sometimes. So I think this is going to be an interesting guy to watch. I think the fans will love him.
Let me ask.
What about Adam Troutman?
Go ahead,
Al.
Well, Troutman, I think that's another excellent pick. I had him going around the 90s, they took him at 105, which is about where he should go. And the only reason he didn't go a little bit higher, I think, is because he played against lesser competition at the college level at Dayton. But this guy's a huge tight end, 6'5". He's going to play at about 260 pounds. He can run. He has enough speed to stretch the defense. And there was a question about his blocking, but according to Sean Payton, all of the film they watched, they said he's a really improved and a very capable blocker as well. So this will be a good addition to the Saints because they needed another tight end. They have Jared Cook and Josh Hill, so they needed a third tight end. And the good thing about Troutman is the fact that in contested ball situations in traffic, he can go up and snatch the ball. That's what he did at Dayton, and I think he can do that. There was a question, you know, can he do that against better competition? Well, he went to the Senior Bowl, and he did just that, along with blocking pretty well all week at the Senior Bowl practices. So that really helped his stock, and I think he's going to be a good addition as well.
I wanted to ask both you guys a question here, and Ken was telling about the story about the news that came out about the challenge of the draft choice and that struggle going back and forth with the Carolina situation. Let me ask you guys, in relationship, obviously we remember the move that Kansas City made a few years ago right before us, which ended up to be Mahomes. And it's my feeling, I don't know, what do you guys think? Do you think that possibly that they were looking at Murray before the move was made in front of them again in another situation?
You mean in the first round?
In the first round, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think they were looking at Murray. I think so. I think that, I think they
it was
had
a similar
Murray
situation.
On their board, sure. It just didn't fall that way.
I don't know that there was any guarantee, but certainly the Chargers felt like the Saints wanted Murray. That's why they made the move to jump ahead of them. So
similar.
Whether that was true or not, we'll never know. Same thing with Justin Jefferson, who Al projected the Saints would get. They went two picks before. We'll never know if the Saints would have chosen him, but I think they might have had he been there. Of course, we'll never know that.
Yeah, I think he's too good to pass up if
he'd
have made it to 24. It remains to be seen. They may have decided to stick with the big offensive lineman because of real need. One thing about this draft is the Saints really drafted for need. It wasn't taking the best player available syndrome that comes out. They drafted for need, and I think they did a good job of drafting for need. They got their shored up the interior offensive line. They got the linebacker they were looking for. Everybody thought it would be Patrick Queen. Turned out to be Zach Braun, who's, I think, pretty much close or equal to Patrick Queen. And they had a tight end that they needed.
That's great.
Of course, the Saints have Jameis Winston in the fold now. My opinion on that is that it's a no-brainer. It's an easy move to make for the money they got him at was incredible. And to have him as a backup, if it was the guy you were signing to be your guy, then it would certainly be a discussion as to whether it was the right move or not. But basically, considering the fact that he's being brought in to be a backup, if not a backup to the backup at that price, I don't know how you can find fault with that move. Agreed?
No. Oh, the price is great. I mean, when I first heard it, I wasn't too happy about it. I said, well, thinking about the baggage the guy had off the field problems and whatnot.
Right.
But, I mean, here's a guy that was a Heisman Trophy, first pick in the draft. He's got a ton of talent. If he can just straighten himself out, and I like the interviews with him. I think that he seems to be like, he's ready to be a little more humble. Maybe he got humbled by what happened. I think he's got a kid now, so maybe he's settled down. If he can just settle down. I don't think he'll be able to be a problem in the Saints locker room because they'll straighten him out pretty quick with the veteran roster that the Saints have,
right,
and, of course, Sean Payton. So if he can do that, I mean, there's no question the guy has talent.
Al, on this program, we talk about faith in sports, and we are all for people to get other chances because we all need second chances in our lives. And I think you're right. I've been doing some reading, and I was like you when I first heard the news that perhaps this could be a disruption. But this young man, I mean, number one, to sign for this contract is one thing. He is showing what his heart is, and this man has had a dramatic change seemingly in his life, as you say, with his children and wanting them to walk. And he even said to raise them to be children that love the Lord, and I think this young man is. I'm excited. I've changed. I've done a complete flip in the last few days, and I'm excited to see this because it sounds like he is not only saying the right words, but he's walking the right words right now. And I just pray it's a good thing for all of us. And this is going to be fun to watch. And I agree with Ken. The contract's one thing, but I believe that there's been a good change here, and maybe we're on the front row to see a restoration. And I think that people like us ought to be cheering for people to get a second chance, especially when they want to change.
Yeah, and another thing that he said was that he's coming in here to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, the big question about him was how many interceptions he's thrown. He's got to protect the football. And he realizes that under Sean Payton and Drew that he can learn a lot, and he's humble enough to admit that. So if that's the case, the Saints are going to have a pretty strong quarterback room.